From KALW News, I'm Sarah Lai Sterland with an election brief, your quick guide to what's on the ballot. Today, we're talking about San Francisco's Measure F. Local government leaders are aiming to soften COVID-19's blow to the economy by overhauling the city's tax structure. Measure F would eliminate the city's tax on how businesses pay workers. This means taxes on any kind of compensation. It would also increase taxes on all revenue certain businesses generate from normal operations. These are called gross receipt taxes. The changes are meant to incentivize employment. City accounting officials estimate the pandemic gutted 100,000 jobs this year. Hard-hit sectors like retail, hospitality, the arts and entertainment industries will get tax breaks in the first 2 years after the measure's passage. Measure F would increase tax rates for some sectors like tech and real estate over 3 years, beginning 2022. City officials estimate these changes could bring in additional annual revenues of $97 million. The measure implements tax changes to preserve the revenue stream for childcare and homeless services if the city loses legal challenges to two voter-approved tax measures funding those services. The move would allow San Francisco to start spending the $1.5 billion of revenue that it's already collected. The mayor and the Board of Supervisors back the measure. Other supporters include groups that would benefit from the changes. The San Francisco Chamber of Commerce, other business groups, and the Libertarian Party oppose any tax increases. Chamber CEO Rodney Fong says local government needs to use tax revenues more responsibly. If you support the changes, vote yes. If you don't, vote no. For more election coverage, go to kalw.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Sarah Lai Sterland.